HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Cold Millions, a novel by Jess Walter. Performed by Eduardo Ballerini and a full cast.
Waterbury, 1909. Darkness came on that town like a candle being snuffed. This was my wife's primary complaint about Spokane, after 2 years of me copping there. What Rebecca called the drastic dark of autumn. We'd come from Sioux City, a town she still called home, and where I'd walked an easier beat. I found Spokane in a land spec ad, but the piece I'd bought turned out to be cliff face basalt and not arable. So we took 4 rooms in a brick apartment north of the river, and I got on with that roughneck police force. These were hard years, 08 and 09. Everything about Spokane hard, bringing to mind Rebecca's word, drastic. Steep hills, deep canyons, cold winters, hot summers, and those dark autumn evenings that made her so melancholy, when 5 felt like midnight. It was one of those nights Chief Sullivan pulled me aside. A burglar was prowling the big houses on Cannon Hill, and he needed good, sober cops on it. Nothing got up the mayor's ass like someone prying south side windows, stealing candlesticks from the Victorians on the hill. The mayor, quick to remind Sullivan that he was acting police chief, and his act was to make the moneyed wives of those mining mills.